The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zachary Reno.
Ooh, full name coming in hot. We got
Zachary William Reno.
Yeah, don't forget the H in William. There we go. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Scott Julian Passarella.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Brett Tiffany's Morris.
Wait, I know it for real. And it's escaping me.
It's like Peter or
it's
something.
It's Peter. Oh, man, I was going to go Patrick.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Be faster. Be faster and next time be right.
I know. What is it more important to be, fast or right? Guess what? Our guest is both.
Incredible comedian, hilarious friend. You know them from podcasts. You know them from television. Please welcome to the pod the incredible Vic McCaleb.
Good afternoon. I wanted to get the singing sort of established right up top.
Yes. Yeah. So that's smart.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh gosh, our pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
You were one of those people that like I knew from before the pandemic, but I talked to you more via Zoom than I had in real life up to that point.
Yeah, I saw you in person walking in here today and I said, Zach, it's been a while since I've seen you. And then I realized, I think the last time I saw you in person was at Adele Close Marathon in New York City.
Wow, and I didn't go to the last couple before the pandemic. So like, it's been a long time. But it was one of those things where I'm like, Vic is so funny. I like him so much.
Stop.
I'm so happy to have you here.
I can't. It's too much.
You have to though. You're here now, so
okay.
You must.
Well, I give it back to you. You're so funny and thank you so much for having me.
And Jessica, you're so funny.
Thanks.
And thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being
here. Wow, this is so nice. What a real, sometimes we like to really timestamp, and because we record extremely erratically.
We're still between studios. Sorry if you were waiting for videos. We don't have them yet.
Were you doing videos before?
Yeah.
For our Clubhouse members.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes. Thank you. We will return to them in a time.
In a time. But time is not now.
But I do want everyone to know that it is a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sunday in the shed with Brett and Scott is what this
and
musical is.
We've had actually like sort of a chilly willy winter, and it is a bright sunny day today.
Today is,
I didn't get the memo. I am truly in Midwest winter gear right now.
You got boots. You got a hoodie.
A hoodie.
You got a beanie.
A toque. Or yeah, a beanie in Canada. A toque.
It's called a toque in Canada.
Yeah.
Can you tell us five more different Canadian and American words?
Sorry versus sorry.
Sure.
Right.
Going for a rip. Do you guys know that one?
No.
Going for a ride with your pals.
Whoa. Going for a rip.
Yeah.
That's great.
Tim's is like Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
So that's like, yeah, if you're getting like fast food anywhere, it's Tim's.
You're getting Timbits.
Going to get Timbits. Somebody, when I was actually too old for this to be fine, told me that like Tim Horton, who's a hockey player, like cut off a little bit of his hair and it was in like the donut batter. And so for a little while, I was just like, oh, that's like a disgusting fact that there's a little bit of Tim in all the Tim bits, which clearly
how
was
would
also,
that work for like wait, in perpetuity though
of cutting off his hair, because I do think he's dead, so there's not any more growing.
It would have to be like in the mother, it would be like if he was in the mother dough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was in
I see
the dough that gets fed from which all these sourdough yes, donuts are, yes, are made.
Well, that's it. I could have even bought that, I guess, that he like made the original recipe and sure, they're still sure, like the forever soup. Yeah. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. I have a big regret in my life is that when I was in Thailand, I didn't go to this food stall that has a mother sauce that is 300 years old.
Stop.
Yeah. Like some part of this sauce has been passed down for hundreds of years.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Do people, was it good?
No,
good
regret reviews? Is that I, oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You read the reviews and decided to do something else instead.
But did you like it when you had it?
No, I didn't have it.
Oh, but you went though.
Okay.
No, but on the plane, did you talk about it? That's why it's a regret.
When you were on the plane and the pilot asked if anybody did anything fun, is that what you said?
Wait a minute.
When the pilot got on the PA system and asked, okay, coming back.
Good afternoon, eh? Thanks for flying Canada Air. Let's go for a rip. But first, we're going to pass around a microphone and everyone just tell us one fun thing you did today.
Oh my gosh, I'm American.
One fun thing?
Do they normally do this on planes?
I don't know, but it is Canada Air, so okay, well, maybe it's a thing that they do.
Okay.
It's not Air Canada. It's Canada Air.
I have the mic, so I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
I had a wonderful time at the food court in the Toronto airport. I ran into a niche celebrity and I got them to sign my shoes. Sorry, I should elaborate. They are a famous shoe designer, so they sign my shoes. And that's a cool thing that happened to me. Thank you, pilot, for asking. Thank you, pilot, for asking.
One fun thing that I did was go to a funeral.
Okay.
A lot of people don't think that's fun, but it wasn't a distant relation. It was my grandma's best friend, Dot, and she is pretty neat. She used to be a nurse, and now she's 6 feet deep.
Thanks for asking. Thank you, pilot, for asking. Such incredible multitasking. Thank you, pilot, for asking.
You see, before we take to the sky, I want to make sure you don't have a regret. You'll carry your whole damn life. So if there was a single passenger on this plane who says, I don't fun thing to say and my life will never be the same, then I'd keep this plane on the ground until a fun thing was found. Yes, I'd keep this plane on the ground until a fun thing was found.
Excuse me, there was a soup. It was at a store. I've never been to this store before.
Louder, dear.
I'm sorry. I wanted to get the soup, but I didn't. And now I'm saying
Speak up. You should
have gotten the soup when they offered the soup to you. Not getting the soup was
a
stupid thing to do. Sorry, can I have the microphone? Everyone else had the microphone.
Oh, sure.
I would like to eat the soup that I didn't get to eat. So if
the
you
soup?
Could just
the
hold
soup?
This plane here and wait a bit for me.
Oh, I'll keep this plane on the ground until this soup is found. I'll keep this plane on the ground until this soup
Thanks
is
for asking.
Found.
Thanks for asking.
Flight attendants, do not prepare for takeoff. The passenger in 18A needs to get a soup. 18A?
Yeah.
Was the soup in Toronto?
No.
Oh, where was it?
Vancouver?
Oh wow. So far.
Yeah.
I wish I could fly us to Vancouver, but I'm scheduled to fly back to Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, kid, I was going to take a bus out to Vancouver. Why don't you take my ticket?
Wait. You're on this plane, yeah. But you were going to take a bus.
Couldn't decide what to do. I bought a bus ticket as well, just in case I live by the seat of my pants.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will, if you don't mind. You guys are sure? You don't mind waiting? I can get it probably.
18A, this plane will not take off until
My daughter is having a baby.
This plane will not take off until soup is found. 18A, forgive me. What's your name?
Oh, no. That's my name.
18A?
18?
18?
A-T-E-E-N.
Uh-huh.
Space. A-Y-E.
So no space between A and teen?
18
no,
my is first your name is 18.
18. I see.
And my last name is
I was going to say, you do not look like a teenager.
No. Much younger.
Right.
And you're flying alone?
That's right. I'm 12.
I'm sorry. I'm actually his guardian. An unaccompanied minor. I'm supposed to stick with you the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So actually, you can't get off the plane without me.
18B. No, sorry. You have to come
18B,
with me.
You'll have to go with 18A. What's your name?
18C.
Eight. And do you spell it the same way?
A space T-E-N.
Okay.
S-E-E-N.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, you two will have to exit the plane.
Okay.
I'm the pilot. I walked down. I walked back here once I found out we weren't taking off.
Yeah, we'll be back so fast, probably.
Yeah, please. It's about a 3-day drive.
Well, what are the rest of us supposed to do on this plane?
Oh, don't worry. I have a plan for what we'll do.
Okay. Will it be like a cruise? My wife and I, we're going to Hawaii to then get on a cruise and sail back to the mainland.
Yes, we were flying to Denver to get on a train to go to LA to then take
a plane. My friends, sitting on the runway in this plane for possibly days. Well, forget your feelings of discomfort and malaise, for I will activities to keep you interested. Oh yeah, what do? I make this.
Wait.
Feel like
wait.
A cruise.
A cruise.
A cruise.
Feel like a cruise.
A cruise.
A cruise.
I love to
cruise. Now question. I'm a diabetic and I'm bored. I like checkers or that kind of sort of thing.
Well, what I have for you is what? Look what I bring. Here's a little low-sugar OJ and a pair of checkers that you can play with anyone who sits next to you, and that is what you can do.
Now, is there also gambling, as they sometimes have on the sea?
Yes, because we pulled away from the gate, this is currently considered internationally. So we can play craps or poker too, because I made it feel like a cruise.
Like a cruise.
Like a cruise. Like a cruise.
A
cruise.
A cruise, a cruise, a cruise.
We'll have different themes to every dinner that you choose.
Surf and turf?
Sure, and also dress up.
Ooh, a cruise.
A cruise.
Nice relaxing cruise. With checkers and low sugar orange juice.
And the windows are similar.
They are similar.
Like little portholes.
Welcome to the bus station.
Okay, are you sure you want to do this? Your mom paid me to sort of take you to mm-hmm. Detroit.
That's right. Well, it's just this soup. It's going to be on my mind for the whole time if we don't get it. You have something like that too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
18C?
I do, 18A. Love.
Well, then I think that this journey can be about me finding soup and you finding love.
I hope it is, but I hope it's about taking a bus from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, if you think, I don't know. I think I'm too old to find somebody at this point. No, I do.
Well, what are you, like, 24?
Oh, that's very sweet of you. I'm 27.
I'm not great at gauging ages. I'm 12. Hey, bus driver person?
She has a name tag.
I can't read.
It says 18.
Oh.
And it's spelled E-Y-A-H-E.
Oh, Irish?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
T-I-N-E.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel like, isn't it crazy how popular the name 18 became in sort of the years from 1980 onward?
Yeah, you know, it's because of that famous song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From that famous band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. It's playing on the radio.
Yeah, turn it up.
Turn it up.
A dawn is breaking. It's 1980. A new decade is searching for a new kind of hero.
Out of the sunset and into the eyes of men. Look at this hero rising, look at them.
Oh, 1818s. 18 number, 18 name, oh,
1818.
Jeans hot, but they do not know. 18 walks down the street, and the street becomes the star of the show.
Oh, 18
number,
18 name, 18.
The world will never be the same.
18 number.
Actually, might have been the first 18 named after.
Yeah, no.
Sure.
I was born on January 1st, 1980, the same day this song dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
By the band Duran Durant. That's the Canadian Duran Durant.
Yes, 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 yes. They started
Durant
doing
Durant
covers and yeah, then wildly
and as,
skewed.
And as we all know, there's a law where Canadian radio has to play 20
songs.
Every 3 songs has to be written in Canada.
That's true.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's just nice that there's something other than Justin Bieber on the radio, you know?
You know, it's good to have Duran Durant
out there
writing songs.
I'm sorry. We have been standing. The line is getting long behind
us.
Well,
I guess my question was, I was given one ticket by a man that lives by the seat of his pants. So we can share this, right?
Yeah, the seats aren't full.
Okay,
okay,
yeah,
wonderful.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
But this seat is taken.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa, that's the saddest, most emo boy I've ever seen.
This seat here is already taken.
Oh my God, I think that's a famous person.
Oh my God.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
Swoopy hair, sad. It's Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah. He's so, I don't know. I mean, he's looking away from you, but he's also looking at you.
Yeah.
I think you have a sort of connection with
Do
Justin
you think?
Trudeau.
No.
Swoopy sad boy president of Canada.
Do you think?
I think think you gotta find out or you'll regret it for forever.
Well, he said the seat's taken. Let me ask. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Can I ask who's sitting in this seat?
Oh, sorry. I just meant the seat that I'm in is taken.
Oh, I understand.
The seat next to me is available.
Hey, you're pretty funny.
Am I?
I guess.
Thank God.
I think I know the answer, but...
Yeah?
What do you do?
Currently, I do my best to run this great country of ours.
Wow. You're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, pretty good. But could do better.
Don't say that. Let me just touch your hand. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, no.
It's pretty cold.
Yeah, I
noticed
that.
Sorry, I was holding a snowball earlier.
Really?
Yeah, I like to hold them.
Getting in touch with the earth? That's really admirable.
But I never throw them.
One time I ate so many snow cones I threw up.
What flavor?
Cherry.
All of them?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Do you do that thing where you suck out the syrup
every time?
And so then you're just chomping on ice.
Yeah, as I said before, that's mostly how I eat them. Whoa.
I think there's something about you that's nice. For me, I hate how snow. Every time that I make a snowball, I hold it and sing it this song.
What's the song?
You were water, you'll be water again, or vapor.
Like a tether, even though nothing lasts forever. I gotta say, I like your vibe, your energy thing. There's something here between us.
Even if it melts like the snow, let our love be water, 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 water again, or vapor.
Something that's important to me is your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus.
It's important to you, or it's important you know about if it's important to me?
Well, it's important to me because I'm very religious. I'm like very conservatively Christian. So I was just wondering if that's something that's sort of like also important to you.
I mean, I don't want to immediately say, oh, it's not important to me.
Oh, right.
So.
Me either. Right. Okay.
I mean, I'm not...
I'm so sorry. We gotta go. We should sit at the back of the bus, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
okay.
You were water, you'll be water again. Or vapor. She's just another snowball. Melting in my hand.
Hey, 18.
Yes.
I'm just 12 and I don't know a lot about these things.
I'm so sorry you had to see that, by the way. I don't know what came over me.
I learned a lot.
Thank you for saying that.
About kissing.
Yeah.
It did feel like you did sort of push the self-destruct button on that, though.
Me?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, it's just one of those things. Something like weird and quirky about me that I find is that I get close to people and I get really excited about something, and then I think this is going to go wrong at some point, so I might as well finish it now.
Yeah, like you saw that snowball and you were already like, this is water again.
Well, it was one of those things where I saw like, oh, maybe I could have a family with this person. I did think that they were married at some point, but maybe they're going through a divorce. I'm also divorced, so okay, that's maybe something that we could connect on in the future. And then what if we did have a family? He could be my kids, I could be his kids, you know?
I don't know enough about him to know if he's married. That one.
Pulling out of the station.
Okay. Here we go. Chug a chew. It's a bus.
Do you have a seatbelt? Do you need a seatbelt?
I don't know if I need one. I definitely don't have one.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Thank you for being on the bus. You probably all have your own entertainment devices, but this is an old school coach where we can show one collective movie on few TV screens if anyone wants to opt in. We're going to vote.
Can we vote on the movie?
We're going to vote on the movie. Okay, your choices are Homeward Bound 2.
No.
Well, that's...
I vote no.
You don't know all the options yet.
Okay, that's going to be a no from back
you
there.
You don't know all the options
back
yet.
Back of the bus votes no in okay. Homeward Bound 2.
I was going to say, there's a good thing that there's more options because it's a no for that one.
Okay. Your second option is... 27
pass.
Dresses?
Pass, yeah.
That'll okay. be a pass.
Yeah, that's going to be about 27 too many dresses for this guy. Yeah.
Okay.
We said one dress and it better be a wedding dress.
All right, fair enough. The Family Stone?
Oof, hard pass.
We're going to run out of DVDs. Pretty soon.
I bet we won't. I bet you've got a whole lot of...
Yeah, list some more DVDs for us.
All right, but if you don't agree, it's hard for me to do while I drive the bus.
List some more DVDs for me. List some more DVDs for me.
Okay.
List some more DVDs for me. List some more DVDs for me, please.
I have just the second disc of Sound of Music.
No.
I have... Air Force One.
No.
The Big Green. No. Avatar.
No, no, no.
Wait, is that the first disc of Avatar, the last Airbender?
Because that might James, be a yes.
Yeah, or is it James Cameron's Avatar?
James Cameron's Avatar.
Well, then I'd have to say no. DVDs, list some more DVDs for me, please. List some more DVDs for me. List some more DVDs for me, please.
Please, please, please.
Monsters, Inc.
No, no, no.
You've Got Mail.
No, no, no.
Super Bad.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Well, do you have the first DVD of Avatar, The Last Airbender?
No.
Well, then you're gonna have to keep listing more DVDs that you can remember.
I have Friends Season 5, Disc 3.
Huh. Is it Avatar, Disc 1?
No.
No, then you'll list another one.
West Wing Season 4, Disc 6.
By West Wing Season 4, Disc 6. Do you actually mean Avatar, The Last Airbender, Disc 1?
No, I don't.
Then I mean no.
Okay, here we go. Sex in the City, Season 2, Disc 7. Arrested Development, Season 2, Disc 3. The Muppets Best of Compilation, Disc 2.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that one, that was good.
Wait, hold on, question.
Uh-huh.
Do they bend earth, water, or air?
In the Muppets.
Yeah, is it the Muppets one where one of them was destroyed by the Fire Nation, but he's frozen in ice? That Muppets?
No, I think it's just like some sketches put together from their TV show. And maybe there's something to do with the elements. If we don't watch, then we'll never know. But it's the best of the Muppets.
Disc.
No, no. I guess just watch your own stuff, like Perfect. Whatever you have downloaded on your phones or pads or whatever. Read a book if you don't get car sick. I get car sick when I read, which is weird because I spend so much time in a car, but I guess driver, I'm never
though.
Reading.
You're the driver, though.
Hey, right? Can I ask you guys a question?
We're listening.
Yeah.
Does anyone here have any regrets?
Do you want to pass the mic back so we can
Yeah,
answer?
I'll pass the mic. I have a regret.
That was Justin Trudeau.
Okay. I wish I held each snowball a little longer before kissing it goodbye.
It's giving me the ick now. You, like, yeah. I'm hearing it now, and now it was cute at first, and now it's giving me the ick a little bit.
Oh, now you don't like it?
I think so. Is this toxic of me?
I don't know.
I was so in love 5 minutes ago. Like, in love.
Yeah. But now it's not doing it for you.
Well, I have a regret. It's that I have never shared my beautiful flat in Paris with anyone.
What?
Oh, I just have this beautiful flat in Paris, and I've never shared it with anyone.
Wait, that person has a name tag that says Emily.
Emily?
Yeah, I'm Emily, and I live in Paris, and I have a flat, and I've never shared it with anyone, even though my view is of the Eiffel Tower.
But you sound American, and you're currently driving through Winnipeg with us. What are you doing back here if you've got a flat in Paris?
Well, I know. I'm home here just for a few weeks to do some family stuff and some accounting, and then I'm going to go back to Paris.
This is crazy, though, because I think that... You know how I said the soup that I wanted was in Toronto?
Yeah.
I've done some Googling of it, and I think that they actually have it.
Well, you said it was in Vancouver.
That's what I meant to say.
That's why we're on this bus. You made us get off the plane, and that entire plane full of very nice people is waiting for us.
No, no. We'll get back quick. But I think that the soup is maybe not initially as rare as I thought it was.
So you're saying the soup is...
It's called French onion soup.
The soup that you want is French onion soup?
I thought I could only get it.
You have an iPhone, right?
I do.
And so we sort of chose not to Google this on the plane?
Well, as I said before, I'm not great at reading.
That's
okay.
I take
in information really good when I hear it, but reading is not great.
I saw on your profile you're dyslexic.
Yeah.
They gave me a little profile
when
of you
became my guardian
at the airport,
I
just in case they had any questions at the border for us.
I'm like pretty embarrassed now, but I feel like France definitely has French onion soup, right?
I would assume. I don't think it's a specialty.
Do you want to see some of my photos of French onion soup?
You have a bunch of photos of French onion soup?
Yeah, well, I have like a really beautiful Instagram about my life in Paris.
Whoa. Yeah, I guess we'd love to see if you don't mind.
Oh, this?
Mm-hmm.
Oui, come to Paris.
Justin
well,
Trudeau
no, just give
before.
It a second.
We come to Paris with me.
This might work out for me.
Feel
je parle en petit français.
Oh, here's a beautiful baguette in front of the river Seine. And here's a picture of me in front of a Monet. A beret and a macaron and oh yes, what is this? A cauldron of French onion soup.
Cauldron
of French onion soup with a crouton on the top and a mix of Gruyere and Swiss and Parmesan.
Wow.
Broiled to a crisp. Kiss, kiss this.
Wow.
Ooh, wee, wee.
She's so close to your
Come mouth. To Paris with me.
Que je dis en français, I'm in love.
Via my feet.
In love.
Emily, go to Paris.
I'll say this to you too. I still have a few more weeks of that family and accounting things I have to do. If you want, instead we could go to Montreal.
Wait, hold on, bus
I'm
driver.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Will you wait here and don't start the bus until I get back from Paris?
You're going to Paris?
Aren't we? Isn't that what you're doing?
Well, she just said she's going to be in Montreal for a few weeks.
The Paris of Canada.
So
small child get to taste French onion soup? Will Emily get back to Paris? Will the other 18 fall in love? Who knows? We'll find out in the second half of this musical. A Dream Deferred.
Right. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Part two, disc two.
Disc two. Yes, that's the whole title.
The whole title is
A Dream Deferred. Sorry, not sorry.
Part two, disc two.
I don't need to.
Part two, disc two.
Phew. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we last left, 18A, 18C, and 18, last name unknown, we're all in a bus that was supposed to go from Toronto to Vancouver, but now has maybe stopped somewhere in Winnipeg. Emily from Paris is there, and so is Justin Trudeau, and a whole plane of people is waiting for them back in Toronto. What will happen now? Well, we better finish this disc, baby. It's A Dream Deferred. Part two, disc two.
The musical.
All right, so am I stopping here or am I driving you to Montreal?
No, driver, we got to get to Montreal quick.
Are you okay with Montreal 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which 18? Me 18, you 18, or kid 18?
Kid 18.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Kid 18.
As long as you promise me that it also has French onion soup.
Oh, don't you know about Montreal, the major city in Quebec? I mean, they speak French there. There's a lot of French stuff.
Okay.
French influence stuff.
Including their onion soup?
Well, you can get that soup anywhere.
Go on.
You can get that soup anywhere?
Like?
Like Swiss Chalet.
What's that?
It's one of the local chains up here. Boston Pizza.
Wait, like that one?
Yeah, like that Boston Pizza
Local chain. Stop really quick.
Okay.
Okay. We're in Canada though, right?
Yes, yeah. And this is the famous chain called Boston Pizza that is only in Canada.
Oh, interesting. I wonder.
Yeah, don't you know their jingle?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Boston Pizza.
Pack your car and get a slice.
Pack your car and get a slice of Boston Pizza.
How do you like them apples? How do you like this pizza?
How do you like this pizza and them apples?
It's less of a jingle and it's more just two people shouting.
How did they get Ben Affleck and Matt Damon to do that commercial?
Hey, it's me, Benjamin Affleck.
Hey, it's me, Matthew D. Damon.
Welcome to Boston Pizza, where you can pack your pizza and park your rear and get a pizza.
Every day when this guy comes to my house, he hopes I'm not there. Because he hopes I went to see about a slice of pizza.
That's incredible. Mr. Matthew, Mr. Benjamin, I was just wondering, can you sign my baseball?
No, on account of I got robot hands now.
Whoa.
It's a really weird commercial.
Yeah, this is, it's a lot longer too than I remember from when I was a kid.
Sorry, I just have like 2 more seconds to play of it.
No, that's fine.
Okay, ready?
And that's why your workers unite.
Oh, wow. Is the mascot the house hippo?
That's right, the house hippo.
the famous house hippo from all those PSAs?
Yeah, describe it. All know it.
A tiny little hippo in your house, and it just sort of walks around. It's a PSA for something. Off the top of my head, I can't totally remember right now.
Oh, so then wait. It must not have been a very good PSA.
That is true.
I like the part in this commercial where they sort of stop and have a dialogue with the kid about the house hippo.
It's pretty nice. I don't know. It's kind of informational all around, and so I think it's sort of like it justifies them taking up the minute.
Commercial. All right, so do you want the French onion soup from Boston Pizza, or do you want me to go all the way to Quebec?
No, stay here for a second. Hold on. There's just another YouTube video on the same channel that I just checked out really quick.
It's okay. Boston Pizza commercial.
I'd like to apologize for me having robot hands in that famous commercial. I thought it would be fun, but now I realize that robot hands are not a laughing matter.
And so me and my friend Benjamin Affleck have written this song to say how much we love you, Canada, and your Boston Pizza.
A franchise you're already known for, like Dunkin' Donuts. Everyone knows you love it, and Dunkin' Donuts is adored. But we thought, what's more Boston than Canadian pizza for all? So we opened this chain, Boston Pizza. It's here and it's also in every mall.
Whoa.
FranchiseBostonPizza.com.
Doing it.
Step two, if you're under 18, get a parental thing signed by your mom.
Calling her.
And finally, step three, take a look in the mirror and say to thee, am I ready for Boston Pizza? Am I ready for Boston Pizza? 'Cause Boston Pizza is easy to franchise.
Boston Pizza is easy to franchise.
Go online, call my mom, look in the mirror.
Go online, call my mom, look in the mirror. Boston Pizza, look easy to franchise.
Go online, call my mom, look in the mirror.
Boston Pizza, call my mom. Franchise. And the first franchise was opened by these people. Hi, we're Duran Durant, and we love our Boston pizza
so much, and we also love our Canadian fans.
Its name is Pizza, and it's in your Boston hand. Man, every commercial this place makes is great.
Well, what's tough is legally they can only play that portion of it. Even though it's a parody song, they did copyright that version of the parody.
I also get the feeling like, and I'm looking at it again, and I had to Google it, but that was not Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
No.
They're sort of a fictional universe bond. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in a sort of a, there's like 50 more commercials.
Hey, friends, I hope we keep in touch our whole damn lives, but I've just been circling this bus on this roundabout for like 15 minutes.
Can you just do the sort of drive-through?
Friends, I hope we're good friends for the rest of our lives. I hope we get Christmas cards.
I didn't respond to that part. Yeah, we're definitely friends for life now.
I just hope, you know, there's only 18 of us, and so I just want to make sure that we really keep in touch.
Our like an email thread or a Facebook text group, chain, something.
Yeah, I guess people aren't really using Facebook.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Maybe.
That would be great. But I gotta know where I'm going with this. I'm
just the drive through here is fine.
Drive through and then a quick shot to Montreal if we can.
I can't clear the drive through.
I guess just think it's quick shot to Montreal then.
You're not going to get your
friend. Well, you said that you can't
do the drive-thru. I promise the soup will be in Montreal when
you
we get there.
You can walk in.
No, you don't seem to want to stop the bus, so we can just go to Montreal. All right. That's fine.
Legally, I can't let him slow roll off the bus.
Fair enough. Choo-choo, here we go to Montreal.
Meanwhile, back on the plane.
And the winner of the limbo contest is 32A.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Has everyone here signed the yearbook?
No, I'm not ready for it to be over. We can't sign the yearbook. Yeah. Signing the yearbook means that it's almost
done.
I know cruises don't typically have yearbooks, but I just felt like this one needed it.
It's so great. Also, like, that kid's only been gone for like 2+ days. He's probably getting back any time now, but I really don't want the time to end.
I don't either.
I just want us to remain good pals for forever. Will we?
Can I ask a crazy question, maybe?
Yeah, I think, we've been stuck on the runway. Not stuck. We've been enjoying our time.
We've been on our cruise
for 2 days. I think now's the time to ask whatever you want.
Okay, well, and maybe if this is too bold, let me know, but I don't want to leave.
Fortune favors the bold.
What?
Yes, that is what I was just thinking.
Oh my
Fortune
gosh.
Favors
1C
the bold.
1C is finally speaking.
Whoa.
Bonsoir. It is I. Jeremy.
Jeremy. You've been so quiet and elusive this whole cruise.
I just want to speak up because normally when I speak up, people are like, oh, sacrebleu, that is Jeremy.
Can I just say your hood's been up this whole time, but when you took it down, you had the most beautiful hair.
Jeremy, the famous shoe designer.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
I have all your shoes. Highs, lows,
mids,
slides.
I make all the shoes. I make shoes for the people, for Jeremy things.
Yeah, thanks for making such reasonably priced shoes.
You are welcome.
I'm so sorry about that scandal that sort of catapulted you out of the shoe world.
It is okay. It was a horrible misunderstanding, but some things are bigger than what one man or even one Jeremy can tackle by themselves.
Wow.
But if you have time to lend the ear, I will tell you this sad, sad story about how my empire of shoes was unfairly taken from me, Jeremy.
Of course, we got nothing but time, Jeremy.
We have no idea when that kid will be back.
I was on a boat, a little schooner at sea.
Oh, that's a pretty small boat.
Just me, Michelle Adidas.
Bonjour.
And Benjamin Nike.
Oh, that's a power trio. Wow.
Three friends, three shoemakers. On a boat, doing the trick. With a loaf of bread. And a candlestick.
That doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, how did you get by?
What's that?
How'd you get by?
Well, we started to turn on each other.
Oh no.
Things started to get real weird. We said we have this loaf of bread and we have one candlestick, but there's three grown adults here. Michelle said, perhaps I will have a third of the bread. And then Nike said, I'll take the other 2/3.
No, Nike.
I said, oh, no. Nike, that is not very fair of you. And he said, fairness is for the birds. And so he brought out a big old stack of paper and proceeded to make a complicated contract in which we'd all agree that who would get how much bread. It was as simple as that. And when I signed that big old stack of papers, something I did not realize it. I had signed away my entire shoe production because I did not read the fine print. I did not read the fine print. And Benjamin Nike took all my shoes. I didn't read the fine print. And now my company was mine to lose. And so when the ship arrived back on the dock days later, I had lost my company. All I had was a third of a loaf of bread. And And I also got to keep the candlestick.
Wow.
That is a sad, sad
That is so
response.
Sad. I
that
hope is... you rebuild.
Well, and I'm I'll just buy... curious why maybe you didn't just head back to shore sooner, get some more food. And Michelle, why was there so much paper?
Michelle was in charge of the oars. She was rowing the boat.
I see.
Uh-huh.
And Benjamin was in charge of pointing the or rather, where the boat would go.
I understand.
And I was in charge of bringing the large stack of paper. I did not really know what difficult. For. Now that I think back on it, it seems like I was maybe set
you.
Up.
Yeah, it sounds like they trapped you. Mm. Hey, you want to play some checkers?
I would love to play checkers, but perhaps I can offer up another cruise-based game to play.
Please.
It is like checkers, but you push a big checker across the floor.
There's shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Familiar.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back on the bus.
When we're all good friends forever and ever. Whoop, beep, beep. Here's Montreal. Oh,
okay. Wow. Bye, 18.
Bye for now. Do you want me to drive you back?
Oh, we gotta get back.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get back to Toronto.
Well, Emily...
Oh, do you want to maybe come in my private plane?
Yeah, I didn't want to ask.
Private plane? You have a private plane?
Yeah, I have just like a little private plane that Paris gave me because they're so thankful.
Okay, can we just have like one second,
tourism
maybe?
In Paris was really not doing so well until you really put them on the map, Emily.
Yeah, my feed has gotten so many people to go to Paris that Paris, as a thank you, got me like a little plane
that's
that I can use
huge.
Like whenever I need to.
You have over 6,000 followers, I'm seeing.
Yeah, I have over 6,000 followers.
Some of your posts have 200 likes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Paris incredible. Gave me a little thank you.
Can you just hold on for just like one second?
Wait, of okay. course, hang on one second.
Okay.
Sorry, do you mind if I...
Yeah,
sorry,
no, please.
You have a... An eyelash.
Oh, whoa. Oops.
Just make a wish.
Okay. So I just, anything I want in the whole world?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I get one?
Well, do you have an eyelash on your cheek?
No.
Then you don't get
then
a wish.
Can't believe you don't know that.
Okay, so, you know, maybe lose a couple eyelashes and then you get a wish, okay? Okay.
No, it doesn't count if you pull them out.
No, you can't pull
you
it out. It has to land
that.
On your cheek.
It has to fall.
It seemed kind of self-explanatory. You're learning how to Google. Why don't we try Googling that?
Okay, I'll Google it.
Okay, so I can just sort of wish for anything that I dream or...
Anything that you dream or wish or want.
Okay. Or maybe something that I need?
Sure.
Okay, let me think.
All that matters is... You don't say it out loud.
So if I say I wish for a bike or a horse, that won't come true.
No, you can't say it aloud. It won't come true. Those are the rules somehow. Don't say it aloud.
Okay, let me try. Okay.
I wish for something that I cannot say. Let's just say it is my future. Hope it happens someday. And I won't say that it's kids or a beautiful wife or it's riding around the cul-de-sac on a new bike. No, 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 don't say.
For a robotic knee, like Ben Affleck in that commercial, I've been influenced. I won't say that I hope for kids that aren't truants. I won't know.
She's not saying anything.
This is all
happening. Looks like there's thinking something.
So much thinking happening.
And that's okay.
Well, her eyes are moving.
That's okay.
Wait, what?
Now, you caught
I
it?
I can make a
okay,
wish.
Sure.
All right, fine.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Really? You didn't even think about it that hard.
I forgot to do the first thing.
What? Think of a wish?
Yeah, that one.
So you just blew?
You just blew an eyelash?
I got excited. It seemed like that was the fun part. It doesn't
matter.
I
think
matter.
It's just littering if you blow an eyelash onto the ground with no wish.
No, I'm sorry.
Way, way, welcome to Montreal.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
My twin and I were selling soups.
Do you want a soup?
Oh, yes, sorry. I was
My
here a
twin and I are selling soups.
We're selling so many soups.
I remember you, the French soup, soup to do.
Soup to do.
You remember us?
Yeah, I was here a couple days ago, but I didn't get the soup.
I thought you were in freaking Vancouver,
that
kid.
That is what is said on Emily's Instagram.
No, I was, but this is where the soup was that I've wanted to get.
Why did you want to go to Vancouver?
Wait a minute. Where are we now?
Okay, we're in Montreal. Where did you land to us?
Isn't that where we started?
You don't
know we started it. Well, I only know this from Emily's feed.
We were on a plane in Vancouver.
In Toronto.
In Toronto.
And now we're where?
Montreal.
Didn't go to Vancouver.
You were coming from Vancouver, and you needed to go back to get the soup.
Oh, zut alors. Do you want a soup or no?
Oh, you know, I don't. I'm real confused, but I do want a soup. And you two look suspicious of, like, the person that had the soup before. Are you a franchise?
Yo, we are
a franchise.
Do-do.
Do-do.
Oh, then I would like one scoop of French onion soup. Just one scoop of French onion soup for me.
For you.
Oh, yeah.
Take one scoop with a bunch of cheese in a goop. One scoop of French onion soup for me. And when I try that soup, finally my wishes will come true. So I'd like.
Like a card or a cash, or will you pay?
I don't have.
I'll pay for 18. It. Just put it on my card. It says, thank you from Paris.
Wow, Emily, this is a Chase Bank Sapphire card.
That's right. Gives really good points.
Okay.
What do you think, 18?
If I could sum it up in two words. Worth it. Thank you for going on this journey with me. I can't believe I finally got what I wanted this whole time.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I think I got what I wanted this whole time, too. At first, I thought it was love with Emily, and then I realized maybe I love myself. And I also love Emily.
Yeah, you guys are holding hands right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both blew on that eyelash.
At the same time, and then it sort of hovered in midair for
you
a second.
You said only one person got to wish on the eyelash.
Wait, did you wish on the eyelash, too?
Well, you said if only there was someone who would blow with you.
We have to go.
It's not worth fighting.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I have the ick.
Oh, wait.
I don't know what to do. I was so in love a second ago, and then we were just talking about this, and now I have the ick a little
take
bit.
Take a second.
But I feel like I love myself, and maybe that's something.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's enough.
Well, if you ever change your mind, I'd love...
I won't.
...another follower. You could DM me, or if you just want Paris Rex, I have really good Paris Rex.
Okay. Boop. 630.
Do you still want to fly in my little plane?
Well, if you're going that way, that would be huge for us, actually.
Yeah, we need to get back to...
Toronto. Okay, sure.
Okay. This is air traffic control. You are cleared for takeoff.
Thank you. Oh, I fly the plane too.
Wow, you're very talented.
Yeah. So still not interested?
No, because okay. Now I'm realizing that your nails are really long.
Yeah.
And, like, that's fine. But then when you were holding my hand, it was like digging into my hand a little bit.
You don't know what you want.
Yeah, you. I feel like you need to take some time and really figure out what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm 12. I can tell that this is more about you than it is about
I think
her.
I do. And I actually think that maybe if it's okay with you.
Yeah. Well, I said yeah before I knew. I mean, I liked your energy.
I'm going to go to Paris.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take you up on borrowing your flat.
Oh, Okay, yeah, sure.
Maybe sort of eat some baguettes. Do you have some other place to stay?
Yeah, I'm currently, as you know, staying in Canada for a few weeks for family stuff and accounting.
Okay, so if you can just pop me to Paris.
Sure, I'll pop him to Toronto and pop you to Paris.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then I'll pop back.
Are you going to be okay on your own, kid?
Legally? No, you have to stay with me. But actually,
but physically,
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to maybe dive into me a little bit more.
Actually, you could just fly over. This is a parachute, right?
Yeah. You want to skydive down to the plane?
Your mom packed you a parachute right and a peanut butter sandwich.
That's all she gave me, the two peas.
Oh, and this note.
Oh, yeah. Dear 18, I hope you have a wonderful trip. The guardian I've appointed to you is on a quest of their own. I wish them good luck as well.
Wow.
But remember, even if you don't make it back to the plane and don't make it to where you're going, the journey is worth the exploration. And it's not about the destination.
Wait.
Oh, another side about it.
Hold on. An eyelash fell on your... When you were reading that, you blinked hard and an eyelash fell on your cheek.
Did you catch it?
Well, you gotta catch it. It's on your cheek. This person touches its wish.
Okay. I'm gonna make a wish right now. I don't say it out loud, right?
Don't say it out loud.
Okay, you nailed that, I think,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sort of growing here, aren't we?
All right, well, I guess here's your stop. Make sure you pull it when you reach the deck.
700 feet.
Yeah, the deck.
Okay. Best of luck to you, bye!
Best of luck of you!
Good luck!
All right, who wants pineapple chunks?
That'd be me.
I do. Oh, look, there's a little small child landing on the roof of the wing. I see him right there.
Oh attention, passengers. Let us welcome back to our Canadian Air Flight 732. It's 18A.
I got the French onion soup and I made a wish, but I can't tell you what it is or it won't come true.
No, okay, please don't
yeah,
tell us.
Absolutely.
Now, did you get what you want? You feel ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well then, please. I'm so sorry for this cruise.
Does this mean it's done?
This means our cruise has come to an end, but not our flight.
Wow.
And who knows what that could bring.
So you're saying we get to go from the fake cruise on the ground to really cruising in the sky?
Our cruising altitude will be 32,000 feet.
Can't wait for part three. I can't wait for part three. The adventure's never ending with new family. This was part two. I can't wait for part three.
If this was a disc collection, it would be in a box. And every single disc would have new secrets we unlock. And stories and characters, plot lines too. There's just so many things now that we've done part two. I can't wait for part three.
Part three.
I can't wait for part three. Touch on this journey with me, but I can't wait for part three.
Sit back, relax, enjoy your flight.
Emily, do you see that other plane crossing us in the sky?
Oh, look! Wanna wave at them?
I do. I think that was supposed to be my flight.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hello back, little.
Okay, hi.
Oh, that's my friends.
Wow.
They're not in love, but they're working out some stuff for themselves.
Such a beautiful image
through this
small window. So much like a cruise porthole, but not.
Who knows what will happen between the other two in that plane? We would need another story to document their journey. A story that would not be the same, because it would be part three.
Part three.
And I can't wait for part three.
There's a problem with
with the in-system entertainment system. And unfortunately, the only thing you're going to be able to watch is Avatar The Last Airbender. So I'm so sorry about that, but please enjoy the
flight. Sorry, not
wish
sorry.
Came true.
Part 2, Disc 2. Wow, that was incredible. Vic Michaelis, thank you so much for being here. What should the people know?
Oh, holy smokes. I am at VICMMIC all over the place. And if you don't mind me mentioning, lightning fast, there's a lot of really terrible anti-trans bills happening all over the country. Please go ahead and take a look at your local orgs. They're doing a lot of great work on the ground, and you can find a horrible bill and help dismantle it in your state.
Yeah, we love that. Tackle the anti-trans legislation near you and countrywide, globally.
Yeah, sure.
All of it. It's all bad. You can get rid of it everywhere you see it. We love it.
Yeah, that's please awesome. Do. Absolutely.
That's it. That's I got nothing else going on. No, that's my thing.
That's a great thing. We love that. We also love Scott Passarella.
Oh, baby.
Brett Morris.
Yeah.
We love you, dear listeners. Thank you for tuning in with us once more.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you have a wish of which you are very proud.
Can I just say, you said you say this at the end of every episode and you thought for a long time.
Oh, it's because there's a joke where it's always different.
Fantastic. No, me too, for sure.
And as we say at the end of every episode of
actually,
Off Book.
Actually, Vic, will you help us with this?
Yeah, I would love to. Because I actually do know what it is.
Yeah, I know you definitely do. Which is why you know that whatever Jessica says, the thing that you say has to rhyme with whatever
Yeah. No, yes. Of course, naturally. As we say at the end of every episode, I'm here all the time.
Right.
I sit on the other piano bench.
That's right. We have a second piano that's not plugged in, but you play it so well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. As long as it's quiet, I play it well. Sorry.
Please, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, when it takes you that long to say,
it takes you that long to say. Tell me that didn't rhyme. A perfect rhyme.
Perfect rhyme. Couldn't have rhymed more.
Nothing rhymes better than the exact same thing.
Bye-bye.